Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we go back in musical history to a magical time in the Twin Cities.
Oh, cool. I love Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Nope, not those Twin Cities.
There are others?
Yes, Champaign and Urbana. Okay, Patrick, so one of the great things that has developed with the show here is that people support us.
Yes, they do.
In many ways.
Yes, they do.
I mean, the support has been growing over time, I would say. And it's been a while, but I feel really good about where we are with the, with the listenership. And
absolutely.
And I really like how engaged a lot of our listeners really are with the show and how much they like to participate. And one thing that they can do now is they can go on to our Patreon page, patreon.com/suburbspod,
right,
and they can help the show, you know, with a little something extra, a little cheddar,
yeah,
as they say,
that's right?
Right? And you can do that, and you get some bonus stuff out of that. But one of those bonus things you can get if you donate at a certain level is a occasional guest spot on the show.
Which is awesome.
Right?
Yeah, I love that.
And... Oh, go ahead. You were going to say?
Well, I was going to say, you know, these new microphones that we're talking into as part of that donation process that we're able to, you know, get little studios set up at each place,
which helps us out.
It's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
No more of me schlepping around the equipment every time we're recording over here.
I know, it's great.
Okay. And so with us on the show today is one of those patrons. His name is Eric Lorenz. And Eric, you live out in Illinois, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you for your support.
Oh, yeah,
first
absolutely.
Of all. And I got to tell people that one of the great things about Eric's support here is he donated at the level where not only does he get to be a guest star every 3 months and pick the topic, and we're going to do that today, but he's also picked the level where we're going to buy records for him.
Oh,
right?
Boy, that's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Right?
That's right.
Yes.
In fact, the record... You guys being my record shopper was what drew me in, and the fact that I get to be a guest star is just a bonus.
Ah, okay. Sweet. All right. That's great.
He went right up there for the record collector level.
I think that's the way to go.
Records,
right? Yeah, that's the way to go.
But whatever level you donate at, you get all the stuff at the other levels.
Absolutely.
You'll go on the site. You'll see.
Yeah.
Figure out how it works out. There's some math involved. But anyway, so Eric, we haven't done the record shopping yet. We're planning on doing that this Saturday. And Patrick and I are going to go out, and we took some guidance from you in terms of the kind of stuff you like or want, and we're going to get you some really great stuff. And if there's anything in there you don't like, let us know. We'll figure out a way to rectify that. But I think you're going to be happy with it. We're going to do that this Saturday. So we can't talk about that just yet because we haven't done that yet. But we are going to talk about a topic that you suggested, which is a perfect pop song, right?
Excellent.
That's right.
Okay. But before we do that, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. I mentioned Illinois. What do you do? What's your music fan origin story?
All right. Well, I grew up in Illinois, central Illinois. Went to school at the U of I, and that ties into the topic that I picked. I went out to California for a couple years, three years for law school, and I came back and stayed in Chicago for about 25 years. My music story, I think I grew up when AM radio was the big thing. And being in a relatively small town in central Illinois, I had to really seek things out if I wanted to go beyond the AM radio. So that was, I always found that to be fun to try to find ways to find new types of music. And I don't know, my tastes are pretty eclectic. I think initially, Patrick, like this, I was a Kiss fan in eighth grade, my first couple of years of high school.
Yes.
And then when New Wave started to break, that attracted me a lot. And that was when I really started to open things up.
Hmm.
And since then, I've gotten into African music, jazz, blues, as well as staying with the classic rock and the indie rock and just new music.
That sounds pretty good to me, Eric. I think we sound like we have some DNA in common with that, for sure. Was there one record, Eric, one song that was that moment for you that you go back to and that's when you became a music fan?
I don't know if there was one song, but I think the one album that caused me to start opening my horizons was The Police's first album.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, it's kind of new wave, and I didn't know what reggae was like, mm-hmm. and I had read in a review that it had reggae influences, so I was always pretty willing to buy stuff based on a review that I liked, and I didn't necessarily need to hear it first.
Yeah.
So I read about the Police's first album, and that was, what, about 79, and so it interested me, and I checked it out, and from there I got bolder and broadened my horizons.
I'll tell you, that early Police stuff influenced a lot of people. It really did. That stuff on IRS, it, you know, it's pretty amazing.
I think, this is just me speaking personally, I think their first album is their best album.
It's a great album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really did kind of just come out like a shot, right? Yeah.
I like that one. I like the second one a little bit more. I think there was a little bit more production, but it was still, it stayed true to the new wave.
Yeah. Before it got, well, I'm just going to stop right there. Okay. I agree. The first two were really good. It's before it got too stingified, but anyway,
yeah.
But I'm looking here, you are in Lincoln, Illinois, which is down by Champaign and Springfield, right? Yeah, down in that area, part of the state, not anywhere near where I lived in Rockford. That's
no, and
totally different.
We're not a suburb. We're not a suburb of anything.
Ah, okay. That's still cool, though.
Sorry, you can still listen. I do have to ask you this, though. Myself, as a as an alumnus of Indiana University, how are you feeling about those Illini?
I think I'm hoping we're on an upward trend.
Well, that's probably about the only trend you could have right now.
The only possible trend. Yeah,
that's right. I have to give somebody something as an Indiana
when you can
fan. Yes. I don't have many opportunities anymore. You know, so here you go. All right, but it's all in good fun.
We've both seen the highs, and now we're seeing some of the lows.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you very much for being on the show, for helping us out, for listening more than anything. Mm-hmm. And tell us, what was it you wanted to talk about specifically on this show?
Well, I wanted to talk about what I consider to be a perfect pop song. And I think there are a lot of perfect pop songs. But the one I wanted to talk about was the song Left in the Dark by the Vertebrates, who were a Champaign Urbana band in the late 70s and early 80s.
Vertebrates, Left in the Dark.
Yeah.
I love it.
To me, I just can't say enough about how great it is. I've never heard the song before today.
No.
Played it like six or seven times already. It's an incredible song. It just carries on the lineage, in my opinion, you know, all the way down from Nuggets, you know, through the 60s and 70s and right there to that period that Eric was talking about, right? That period of beautiful new wave music where it wasn't overly corporate and just, I don't know, it's great.
Well, that period here, it says this band was active from 79 until 82. Does that sound right, Eric?
Yes.
Okay. That period, there's so many great, like, of these sort of garage power pop kind of bands.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them from the Midwest, too. Like, that was a very fertile ground for this kind of music.
Absolutely.
In Illinois, you had Shoes, which was a big, you know, power pop band of that era. To me, this is one of my favorite perfect pop picks because, you know, you're like mining little nuggets of gold here for us, Eric. Like,
I know.
Like who else is going to bring this to us, right?
Right.
So tell us how you got into this band.
Well, they were in Champaign at the same time I was, and I would hear them on the college radio station, and I would see their name on flyers for a lot of shows, but unfortunately, I never saw them live because they tended to play at one club in particular that was known for being more strict about their karting policy. Ah. So as an 18 and 19 year old, I was more interested in a lax karting policy than getting out to see music. That changed my last couple years of college, but that was the way I was thinking my first couple of years. And I wanted to talk about this song for a couple of reasons. One is that it has an interesting story. Just to preview it a little bit, this was a band from, you know, a college band from Champaign, but it was released. The song was added on a compilation. And as a result of that, it got some renown, as we'll talk about later. The second reason that I wanted to talk about it is that it, to me, it touches a lot of the bases for Perfect Pop that you guys have talked about over the course of, you know, developing that theme on your show. Mm-hmm. You know, the first and most important is how it sounds. You know, the song has hooks galore, and I really love the garage rock vibe with the basic production and the raw vocals. The second thing is that the song takes me back to my college years. The third thing is that it's been covered by some really noteworthy bands that have a lot of credibility. A couple of covers are by Uncle Tupelo. They covered it, and the Replacements covered it. It's on their tape, their live tape that will remain nameless.
Oh, it is.
Because it hits the fans.
Yes.
I got to tell you, God's honest truth, I never knew that was a cover.
Yes. And Uncle Tupelo covered it. It's on their No Depression double disc release.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
And I think it might also be on their Greatest Hits compilation.
Mm.
Now, one thing I can't say about it is I don't know whether Bob Dylan knows the lyrics to the chorus, like Everlong. But if you listen to the Replacements version, I don't know if Paul Westerberg knew the lyrics to the chorus.
This is fantastic.
I'm so excited about connecting all the dots.
Speechless.
I know it really does connect all the dots.
So, okay, so I found the Uncle Tupelo version on Spotify.
Okay.
So people can go listen to that.
Great.
I'm trying to find somewhere in my cloud I have that Replacements live album, because that album,
the stuff hits the fans,
right? Yeah, that was only released on cassette.
That's right.
And so if you didn't have one of those cassettes back in the day,
you never got it.
Yeah, you never got it. And so, but then later people uploaded the music online, mm-hmm. and somehow I got a full, you know, I got all the tracks on that. Do you have that as well? Or did you have a cassette?
I had a copy of the cassette. So I had a dub of the cassette. Okay. So somewhere around here in all these tapes, there is a copy of that on one side and another Replacements live bootleg on the other side. You know, Eric, I think it's so interesting too, what you said about the production of it. I mean, it captures a time, a sound from a time, but it also retains just enough of that raw edge to really make it feel so cutting and so authentic and so beautiful. You know, the guitar is just dirty enough and the drums are just on the right side of, you know, being polished, you know, going toward a lo-fi sound. And also the whole band just kind of swings in a way that's not tight, but also not loose in any way. And so in that sense too, it feels kind of magical. You know, it is one of those like magical recordings. Are you familiar with a lot of their other work, Eric? Is there other stuff that's out there available by them?
There are a couple of compilations that were issued by the Parasol label in Champaign.
Hmm.
I've got both of those. I don't know if they're still available, but
okay.
It collected, you know, demos. They didn't record a lot of finished songs that got released, but they had their usual, you know, a band at that level at least will have some demos and some live stuff and a couple of collections like that.
Right.
That's pretty consistent.
That's great. I mean, I'd love to hear that stuff. I mean, I definitely know where that's coming from. It's like you got the basement recordings that you made on a boombox or whatever was handy at the time. So that's pretty cool. I guess my other question, Eric, is are Champaign and Urbana twin cities?
They're right next to each other. If I make them a twin city. I think Champaign is the big brother and Urbana is the little brother.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I wasn't sure if the Minneapolis-St. Paul relationship was really in effect. They're not separated by a river or anything like that.
No, there is a little stream called the Boneyard that runs across the north side of both of those towns through the U of I campus.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Okay, and one last question for Eric. How did you discover our show?
I was listening to your old show.
Oh, the cool. old show, yep.
I came in pretty late on that, probably the last couple months. And then I was poking around on the internet, and Rock in the Suburbs came up, but it was something that you guys put on the internet maybe a month or two before you were yep. launching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've been listening to your new show since it started.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you're still going.
That's
so
crazy.
We're doing something right here. All right, that's good. How often do you think people should listen?
Every day.
There you go. Thank you very much for that. All right. This has been delightful.
It's been great. I think,
I love it.
I think we got to put Champaign Urbana on the summer tour, whether that's the summer or next. It should definitely be on the list.
The tour that's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah. We'll get the Vertebrates back together. Just for one song. It would be great.
And some records are on the way soon.
Yes, right? They are. Very soon.
Take care mm-hmm. of that.
Sounds great.
All right. Sounds
great. It's
going to
be fun.
All right. Thanks very much. And as I mentioned, if others want to be on the show or... You don't have to contribute at quite the Eric level. We'd appreciate it. But if you'd rather just get the bonus content and the sticker and all that kind of stuff, there's some other options for you. But go to patreon.com/suburbspod and you can do that there. All right. I found the cover. Replacements from When the Stuff Hits the Fan. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us is...
Eric Lorenz.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Eric.
We'll talk to you later. We'll talk to everyone else later as well. You were saying?
We were just discussing geography Urbana and Champaign. There's a stream called the Boneyard, which I think somebody should write a song about if they haven't already.